Welcome to the Recovery First Services of Greenville podcast with Mike Todd. Tune in for messages of hope, healing, and transformation as we bring inspiring stories and recovery shares, all helping bring insight to the path of recovery. Now here's your host, Mike Todd.
Hey, Mike Todd, Recovery First podcast. I do this, their recovery shares, a lot of what I've been doing lately. And I just really just sit down and share from my heart. And I hope it helps somebody. Maybe somebody will listen to it and get something from it. I can remember, and I wanted to talk about a period. I think I had about 4 years in recovery. It was really kind of period like right before I met my wife, and man, I was heartbroken, and I had a relationship breakup, and then I got the news that that my father had gotten leukemia, and it was just one of those periods. I was taught early in recovery to pray and define God as I understood him, and all of those things I did. I mean, I would get up in the morning and pray, and I would go to bed at night and pray, and there were times when I really felt like God was hearing me. During this period, maybe I was going through the motions, and I was just doing it because, like, it's what my predecessors like suggested that I do. But I remember having that period where I would pray, and I don't know if anybody else can relate to this, but I just felt like it was like hitting the ceiling. That's about the only way I can explain it. And I just didn't feel like I was being heard. And I would also sit in silence because that's what I was, taught to do, and to try to listen to God. And I wasn't hearing anything. All I was feeling was hurt, emotional, sad, all those things that, like, the reason that I used drugs was to get away from all that stuff, right? I didn't want to feel. Maybe I was learning a little bit more about how to feel, but I'm glad I was taught early in recovery to continue to do this. That I was told early in recovery by a really dear friend of mine who's still in my life, who told me, look, there are going to be times, there may be a time, or there's going to be times where the only thing that will keep you from picking up is going to be your relationship with God. And I guess there were certain things that really, resonated with me, and that resonated with me for some reason. And then that's why, no matter how tough it got, I continued to seek. And during that period, there was one night I got off work, and things were not going well with my dad. Things were not going well with my family. Things just, it was just like, okay, I made a conscious decision to go use. And I got dressed. I knew exactly where I was going. I knew exactly what drink I was ordering. I knew exactly how it was going to go down. And I made a conscious decision, to go back out at 4 years. And so I sat on my bed to put my shoes on, and I just kind of like, as I was putting my shoes on, I just kind of laid back. And I remember that I don't even really recall sitting up. It's almost like something sat me up to get my attention. And boy, did it get my attention. When I sat up, I felt something in that room, and I believe it to be God, the God of my understanding, and I have never felt so much. It was just amazing love is all I can say, and it was like God just wrapping his arms around me and saying, "No, you're not going to do this. I have a plan for you." And I had felt that before, but and I remember it was to the point that I didn't want it to go away. I was definitely emotional. I was crying. And eventually, whatever was there, you know, left, whatever that looks like. I didn't feel this amazing, you know, spirit and love. But one thing that he put on my mind was, I want you to call Marty. Well, I remember talking to God and saying, well, Marty, he said, I want you to, for some reason, call Marty. And Marty was a dear friend of mine at the time, and I just loved him to death. He's just a good old country boy from Greer. And when he talked to me, he was just right to the point with things. I mean, he was just a no-nonsense dude, and I loved him. And so I remember saying, well, I know you want me to call Marty, but like Marty doesn't answer the phone. And back then, I did call him from my phone to his house, and I was like, he's not going to answer the phone. He never answers the phone. Now, if I left him a message, he'd call me back, but he never answered the phone. He just wasn't that way. Marty answered the phone on the first ring. And the first thing out of my mouth was, I made a decision to go out and drink. And God told me to call you. And he said, I'm glad you did, because I love you and we need you. And he said all the right things. And, I talked to him about what was going on. And when I did that, I knew that God had sent me Marty to say just the right things. And I didn't pick up that night. It's always wonderful to look back on these things and I guess what I want to say is keep praying. Keep praying and seeking. And you may not feel like God's hearing you, but I promise you he is. In your darkest, darkest moments, man, you'll be amazed what happens. Recovery First Podcast. I hope you enjoy this recovery share. Reach out to me if you want to talk to me. Always glad to talk about recovery, always glad to answer questions, always whatever. It's what I love to do. Keep tuning in.